reporter Bill Hoppe joins us each week to talk Sabres hockey on WBFO's Behind the Bench. I'm Omar Fatu. Hey there, Bill.
Hey, Omar.
The NHL trade deadline was Wednesday. We'll talk about that in a minute. First, leading up to the deadline, three disastrous losses to Colorado, Arizona, and Nashville. The Sabres blew leads in those last two games. It's looking like they'll miss the playoffs for a sixth straight season.
Yes, they'll almost certainly miss the playoffs. You look at the standings, and they might only be 6-7 points back. But given there's so many three-point games in the NHL these days and the teams they have to climb, they basically have no chance. And it was a brutal weekend, really. One of the worst weekends in a long, long time. And they had built up some momentum prior to the break. Yes, they lost to the Blackhawks, but I think people gave them kind of a mulligan. And they came out of the break, and they were awful. They played the two worst teams in the league, and they lost to the two worst teams. And Colorado had their way with them. And then in Arizona, they just imploded in the third period. That third period collapse effectively ended their season. And then on Tuesday, they had two two-goal leads against the Predators at home, and they blew them both. And General Manager Tim Murray, talking to the press on Wednesday, he was very, very blunt in saying that everyone deserves blame, but he put it basically totally on the players, that the coaches had them prepared and they weren't good enough. And to me, that's a vote of confidence for Dan Bylsma. Dan Bylsma has been under a lot of heat for the past couple of months. A lot of the fans want him gone already, not even 2 years into his tenure. But I don't think that's going to happen for a long time. I think they'll keep him at least into next season. I think that also proves that Murray knows that the team he built just isn't good enough.
Well, Murray has been active at the trade deadline since he came to Buffalo. We expected to see a couple of players move, namely defenseman Dmitry Kulikov and Cody Franzen, maybe others. But in the end, Murray wasn't able to complete a single deal. You were in the room when he spoke to the media on Wednesday. What did he have to say?
Well, he had a lot to say, and he was pretty surprised. I think everyone was pretty surprised that they didn't at least make a minor trade or two. He has a history of any player on an expiring contract that's going to be an unrestricted free agent just taking whatever he can get for them. And you figured Dmitry Kulikov or Cody Franzen was at least worth a fifth-round pick or something. Defensemen are always in demand this time of year. But the market was so weak, there weren't even deals to be had like that. And I don't think Murray was asking too much for those guys. I think he just wanted really anything. And Tim Murray, he was his usual self in that he joked and he was pretty blunt. But looking at him, hearing him, he seemed almost stunned that he couldn't get a trade done. And in the grand scheme of things, this probably doesn't hurt the Sabres that much. But Murray thought he could probably at least get a couple of draft picks for a few of the guys he had. And those draft picks are assets. And those are assets the Sabres lost on Wednesday. And fans are starting to get impatient. Murray knows it. I think most thought they would be out of the rebuild at this point, that they would be genuinely in the playoff race, if not in the playoffs. And Murray's aware of that, and he said Wednesday was a small little speed bump in his plan.
Well, what did he have to say about forward Evander Kane? His name had come up frequently in recent weeks.
Well, Kane, being one of the league's hottest goal scorers now for months, generated some interest. He took some calls, but Murray's not actively trying to trade him right now. And as I've said before here, the Sabres got Evander Kane to be a 30-35-plus goal scorer, and right now he's that guy. He's become everything they hoped for on the ice, and why would you trade him at that point? And Murray also mentioned Evander Kane has 1 year left on his contract after this season, that come the summertime they would be willing maybe to discuss an extension with him.
Well, just over a month left in the season, three games in the next 4 days, starting tonight with a home game against Arizona. Bill, thanks for joining me on Behind the Bench.
Thank you, Omar.